If Allah has written debt for you, you are not afraid to die. This brings us now to the next subject, and that is, how do we respond to the virus? Excuse me. How do we respond to the virus that is around the world today? My first response is to recognize the virus by its footprints. That's how I think, by the footprints. If I was waiting for the evidence that the Israeli Mossad and the CIA were the ones responsible for 9/11, if I ever had that evidence, they'd kill me. Oh yeah, they'll kill me. So I have to judge on the basis of footprints. And mashallah, there are other scholars and thinkers around the world who are doing the same thing, and we have profound admiration for their insight. If the schoolboys refuse to see and remain in the jamaat of the deaf, dumb, and blind, leave them. But those of us who can study the footprints, like the wala uksimu bimawaqi'in nujum, and I take an oath by the positions in which the stars are located. Allah speaks in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. So you have to recognize how to connect the dots, how to connect the stars, how to connect the footprints. I have recognized that this is a manufactured virus, yes. And as a consequence of my recognition that this is a manufactured virus, I know that there must be a master plan attached to it. And I see that that master plan is still unfolding. I can recognize certain things about the master plan already. But there's more that I don't know about. So I'm going to remain silent, and I'm going to keep to myself what I already understand. And those who control the masajid and who close the doors of the masjid on me, you can go and ask them what do they think. But we will in the future, as the plan unfolds, we'll be able to offer our analysis in a more mature way. But in the meantime, what do we do? How do we advise our people? Because we are the people of Islamic eschatology, which is not taught in the Darul Uloom. I don't know what response is coming from the Darul Uloom. How do you advise our people? But here is our advice. The first thing, the very first step in responding to this virus is number one, listen, to banish the fear of death from your heart. Did you hear that? Banish the fear of death from your heart. Then you'll be able to think with clarity. But when the heart is gripped with the fear of death, you can't think properly and you can't act properly. And if you die, you die like a jahil. Ignorance. The second thing, number two, the second thing in responding to the virus is to not only say it with your lips, but you must have faith in the heart, unshakable faith in the heart. Nothing can shake it. That life and death are in Allah's hands. He gives life. The government cannot give life. He gives life. Washington cannot give life. He gives life and he takes life, and blessed is the Lord God, blessed is Allah. So if Allah has given, Allah it is who gives life and Allah it is who takes life. So if the time comes for us to go, we submit and we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To you we belong and to you we return. That's it. Number three, our Prophet said, Allah's blessing be upon him, look at the wisdom of these words. He said, put your trust in Allah, but tie your camel. Did you ever hear that? He said, put your trust in Allah, but tie your camel. And so, yes, we banish the fear of death from the heart. We have total faith that life and death are in Allah's hands, but that does not mean that you can act carelessly. No, 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 you have to act with reasonable precaution. Reasonable precaution, because Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ لِبِكُمْ أَحَدًا. You must be cautious and don't expose yourself. And so there must be reasonable precaution, not excessive precaution. You lock yourself in your house, close all the doors and windows, you put on gloves, you put on face masks and so on, and you go in a corner of the room. No. When there is suffering all around you, what does Gautama Buddha do? The great Gautama Buddha. He says everything is suffering. There's suffering all over. And the people who live the religious way of life, they recognize the rights of others before their own rights. So if your neighbor is suffering, he's ill, he doesn't have food, are you going to remain in your house locked up? No, not at all. No. You put your trust in Allah and you tie your camel. But you must also be willing to go and help those in need. So there is no need for panic. There is no need to be acting in an unreasonable way. Go and help those who are in need.